Ball is in China's court for trade talks, White House. The next move in the U.S.-China trade war is up to Beijing, the White House says. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt, speaking to reporters during an April 15 briefing, said President Donald Trump is open to an agreement with the Chinese regime but that the ball is in China's court. China needs to make a deal with us. We don't have to make a deal with them, Levitt said, quoting the president. There's no difference between China and any other country except they are much larger, and China wants what we have, what every country wants, the American consumer. Or, to put it another way, they need our money. Trump has implemented a 145% tariff on Chinese goods entering the United States. Chinese officials responded with various retaliatory measures, including 125% levies on U.S. products, restrictions on Hollywood movie imports, and adding more than a dozen businesses to trade restriction lists. China's finance ministry accused the United States of violating global and economic trade rules through abnormally high tariffs. Last week, Trump suggested that China would eventually come around to negotiating an agreement. China wants to make a deal. They just don't know how quite to go about it, Trump said during an April 9 White House event. You know, it's one of those things they don't know quite, they're proud people. Approximately $600 billion in annual U.S.-China trade will likely be affected. In an April 14 interview with Bloomberg Television, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent expressed hope that a deal could be reached soon, shooting down insinuations that the United States is trying to decouple from China. Bessent said China requires a special kind of formula, as it is the country's largest economic competitor and military rival. These are not a joke. I mean, these are big numbers, Bessent stated. I think no one thinks they're sustainable, wants them to remain here, but it's far from a joke. U.S. examining trade proposals. So far, more than 75 countries have reached out to make trade deals in response to U.S. tariffs, Levitt said, and the Trump administration is actively assessing 15 trade proposals. U.S. officials are working to cut these good trade deals, but the president wants to personally sign off on all these deals, too, she told reporters on Tuesday. There have been many talks with countries. We've had more than 15 deals, pieces of paper, put on the table, proposals that are actively being considered, she said. There's a lot of work to do. We very much understand that. But we do believe that we can announce some deals very soon. Last week, Trump announced a 90-day pause on all reciprocal tariffs with U.S. trading partners except China. For now, countries will be subjected to a universal baseline 10% tariff on imports entering the United States. Trump has signaled flexibility, allowing tariff exemptions for smartphones, laptops, and other electronic products for now. However, top U.S. officials have said these will be short-lived. In addition, the president told reporters on Monday that he is considering providing help for automakers affected by the tariffs. Levitt did not provide further details regarding these comments, except that Trump is willing to be flexible. He has flexibility when it comes to negotiations and talks, but ultimately, his goal in his fair trade deals that he is pursuing with many countries around the world is to put the American worker first, she said. Bessent, speaking to Bloomberg from Buenos Aires, stated that he thinks the United States will secure multiple agreements before the three-month pause is up. There could be numerous countries, and it may not be the actual trade document, but we will have an agreement in principle and be able to move forward from there, he said. He also said that allies that are moving quickly would obtain a first-mover advantage. Usually, the first person who makes a deal makes the best deal, he said. Several world leaders have been reluctant to hurry a trade agreement. I'm not of the view that we should make big concessions for the sake of wrapping up negotiations quickly, Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba told a session of parliament on Monday, according to Reuters. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said on April 7 that the UK will only strike a deal if it is in the national interest, noting that his goals include strength abroad, security and renewal at home. European Union trade representatives shared a similar message to their US counterparts. The ball is in their court. The EU is doing its part. Now, it is necessary for the U.S. to define its position, European Commission's trade spokesperson Olaf Gill said in a written statement outlining the meeting.